Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, you ever have to pay alimony for 7 years at a time?
Hey, I just got divorced. It's crazy.
That was a little taste.
Laura and I just discussed the breaking Page Six breaking news that Bethany Frankel is releasing a stand-up comedy album debut.
I won't be listening because I value my mental health, and just because you can hold a microphone and say things that you think are funny into it does not mean that you're a stand-up comedian and that activity warrants an album of your stand-up comedy. Also, the funniest people on Bravo are not the comedians that come out of Bravo. It's the people that don't realize that they are funny who are truly the comedians.
The Dorindas and the...
Like, Callie Bensimone is more of a comedian to me than Bethany.
Callie Bensimone is a comedian.
Yeah, like, Kristen Doty is a true comedian.
She's Miss Maisel. She's, like, 100%. Like, she is a connoisseur of comedy.
She's been doing it since the fucking Dust Bowl era. Like,
Bethany is, like...
Bethany is quippy.
Yeah, she's quippy, but like she's...
But so what?
You know... Everyone's a comedian.
Like, everyone's a comedian these days. I think COVID made people think that they were comedians because everyone was stuck at home and like
Absolutely.
Comedy came to a standstill. And just like in general, lols came to a standstill. And so then out of the dearth of lols and having nothing actually funny to laugh at, people that have no business being in comedy decided,
are now
you
like,
know what? I'm pretty funny. I'm a comedian.
Yep.
I think maybe me.
Why not me?
Hey.
I'm funny. I'm a writer.
I'm funny.
I'm really funny. And I'm going to start making... I'm funny. And then...
You know what? I'm going to do a stand-up album.
There's like CrossFit gays who are like, I'm a comedian. And I'm funny. Yeah. And I'm going to do videos where I make jokes about being gay. Because that's like the experience and it's relatable. So I'm going to make jokes and do TikToks and wear wigs. And that's really funny.
If you ask me...
If you ask me, I'm That's a comedian. Funny.
Yeah.
It's like Brad Goretzky doing like his skits. I'm like, someone needs, I'm sorry. I'm a fan of Brad Goretzky from the Rachel Zoe days, so like I always will have a soft spot for him, but like someone needs to call Cedars.
I think we should.
And I feel no one is talking about this.
Like a cease and desist.
And no one seems to be talking about this. I feel alarm when I'm seeing him like recreate skits and like do, and I'm just like, is someone like addressing this?
I forgot that he even does this because the times that I've actually seen it, my brain goes into like, and I have a mini stroke and then shut my phone and then impromptly go into a state of self-imposed amnesia and then forget. I like Men in Black myself into thinking that it's never happened mm-hmm. until you bring it back up. And then I remember that I've seen him do this and then I'm not okay with it.
It's not okay. It's not okay. I need, where are his loved ones?
People are forgetting that it's happening because it's the kind of person that does something that's like so unfunny that you have no choice but to just make yourself forget. So they just don't remember that it's happening so he can do it forever and ever without intervention. And I think the people that do remember it happening,
I think there's
something about him that feels very off limits. Like people are like, we can't discuss what's going on or discuss him in a negative way because something bad will happen to us.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
but
look,
I'm like, bitch,
it can't get
any worse for me.
He's kind of in that like hot bubble because he's really cute and he's like buff and he is just like sweet. And he is fun. Like he was funny on Rachel's. Like he is funny, but like
he's charming as himself.
Not in a way of, I don't know. I'm no expert. I'm not like a stand-up comic, but like I'm worried for him. And that's all I'm going to say.
I think that if you care about him and you care about other people that are engaging with his content in a positive manner,
what you should
do
is
take them aside and have a really tough discussion with them.
But more importantly,
have the tough talk.
I think mm-hmm. you need to just not engage with that at all and just talk about it behind his back or behind people's back.
Let's not normalize Mm-mm. this type of behavior.
But like that where I'm just like, okay, well I've written for TV and on funny shows. Like I'm trying to make this my career. And when I see something like that and someone just, and I'm just like, well, maybe I should just like, I don't know, become a
mime.
There
was a term that I came up with on Babe for the type of lols that people create that are like not funny to you or I or anyone with like a true sense of humor, but funny to like a grand swath of people. I can't relate, but it's out there and it happens. And I call them vape lols because they're just like, lol, that's like,
you've explained this to
me.
It's
like a vape lol. Yeah. And like that is like a specific type of lol that some people do. And I don't know who's finding it hysterical.
A lot of people.
But a lot of people do. Yeah.
And there's no, you know what? It's me being bitter. I should just be, let people, like, if they want to do something that makes them laugh, like, that's good for them. But Bethany going on and doing a 7-minute set at the New York Comedy Cellar. No.
Is that her album?
It's on it. She did a, it wasn't an album. I stand corrected. It's actually she went up and did like a set. Which is almost
Oh. That I'm like kind of into. Okay. That I feel like she's getting into the muck. You know what I mean? Terry is giving me a look like, you better not.
Okay. I stand. Yeah. she's really doing. Starting from the bottom.
Like,
she's really starting from the bottom right now. So good for
her. But I mean, I have a little more bandwidth for that kind of activity than just being like, I too am funny, and like releasing an album, which feels like a cash grab. But like, I guess go off, like take to the stage. You know what I'm really upset about, and what happened yesterday that was announced that officially, like, this could be the beginning of the end of Los Angeles, is that the Arclight and movie theaters, the fucking Grove, are shut down potentially forever.
At the Grove too?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was... No!
No. Both. Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
you heard
no.
it here first. It was terrible news. Those were my top two theaters.
I love the Arclight so much.
I know.
We saw Midsommar there. We saw Ma there.
The Arclight was like my bastion of hope for when I've reached full vaccination status. Like, I pictured myself just strolling through the lobby and like into a movie, probably alone or with like a trusted friend. Just like that Leonardo DiCaprio meme where he's like strolling. That's me stepping out into the Arclight lobby and just like living my fucking life.
Yeah.
And now TBD, don't know if it's going to happen.
No, it was
I have
a real
a feeling
bummer.
The Arclight
I think
will come back.
Someone will buy it. But like,
just have a rich person. Like, isn't this what rich people are for?
Yeah.
To like buy failing institutions such as this. Like, it can be a tax write off, I'm sure. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Someone just do it. Can't Steven Spielberg just do it?
Yeah, or like George Lucas, can Lucasfilms do it? Or like some Disney can't, like,
can't
no,
Jeff
not,
Bezos not just do it? Like,
yeah.
I don't want Disney to do it because then they're just going to like turn it into another Disney theater.
They can't get rid of the dome. That's like a
they
I,
are
no. That's like, I think that's a I think Molly Lambert, my LA like guru,
the true queen of Los Angeles.
The true. She tweeted that I think she said it's a historical landmark.
So, well, they can keep it there, but
oh yeah, I love the
I
dome.
I mean, I'm sure that
I love
they could,
the dome.
They turn it into like an event center that turns into like a Forever 21.
Turn into a Starbucks.
That. A Starbucks food. They made it a Starbucks Reserve.
I'd be like, hey.
Meet me at the Reserve.
I like this.
Meet me at the Dome Reserve.
Or they turn into like a planetarium.
Sure. I don't know. I was like.
I was really bummed out.
LA seemed like it was bouncing back.
No.
Only to be confronted with like, LA might actually be like a really shitty place to live.
Well, the thing about the Arclight is like, and I was talking about it with some friends last night over a Zoom, but I'm still Zooming. It's like LA is so, it's not like New York where there's like everyone's sort of like closer together. Mm-hmm. LA is, I mean, I'm explaining this to people that don't live here. I'm not explaining it to you, but like, it's a very spread out city. You can feel very kind of isolated here, and it's just so vast that it's like hard to get your arms around LA sometimes. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Of like feeling like a community. And the Arclight is like it's like a small town vibe almost. Like when you go there, you like run into people, you see people. Like if you're there on a Friday night or like just on the weekend, like you'll see someone. You know what I mean? And it's like it's almost like suburbia in a way.
Like, it's a hot place to see and be seen for a certain type of Angelino.
Yeah, like gay or like in comedy.
Or just like someone with good taste.
Someone with
in
good
movies.
Taste.
Or piss poor taste, but.
Piss poor.
Good.
Piss poor! You're a piss poor
but,
taste!
Like, good taste. And like, I miss the art at the Arclight, which was always really bad.
I miss the smell. I just miss walking in and like the excitement of swiping my little card and getting my tickets printed out and then just looking up. It looks like an airport terminal. Like I'm like looking up.
Mm-hmm. It's very airporty.
And like just
I loved when they started serving wine and you could get a movie pour of overpriced Pinot Noir and take it into your seat and get a little tipsy. Life just isn't the same. And like I am going to movies again.
Love that for
but
you.
But it also doesn't feel it just doesn't feel the same. Like you can't get like your hot popcorn, put the butter on it yourself. They give you butter in like a little dish, which makes you feel really
I'm sorry, yeah. Seeing A Star Is Born at the Dome was a highlight of my LA life.
Mm-hmm.
Ah!
Seeing Terminator 3.
Seeing Dark Terminator, Fate with you and Simon.
Dark Fate in the dome. In the was,
fucking dome.
Like, that informed my 30s in a lot of ways. That, like, set, that blazed a trail.
That was right before COVID. And we were the three
and
of us.
And that also really, yeah, I was like, wow, I am a proud bisexual woman after I saw that movie.
Yeah, it like, I think I could feel something shifted in you. Like, you seemed mm-hmm. like you were on cloud nine after when we were walking out of the theater.
I was ready to start 2020 off sucking, fucking, and scissoring.
And then
we all know what happened next.
It was a very queer affirming movie, for sure.
Yeah.
But no, it's just, I saw Blade Runner there. I saw Suspiria in the Dome. Did we see Midsommar in the Dome? No, we saw it.
No, it was in a regular theater, but it was still at the Arclight.
It just, I saw Cats. That was great.
That's psychotic. I couldn't even make it through Cats on an on demand scenario. So that changed you.
God bless you.
People that saw Cats in a theater need to go get a psych eval. Just like a year later to make sure everything's in place.
Okay. I mean, I'm down to do, I'm due for that anyway.
I think it's not like, I'm not saying like, oh, you're a psycho for seeing it. I'm saying like, it could have actually like hurt your brain. Like, no. You could have like a brain injury you don't even know about.
Yeah, you're right. I think I injured something that day.
And also the Grove sucks now. I was there on Friday just walking around trying to get my steps in. And there's lines outside of everything is just a line. It feels like Disney World, but yeah. With no payoff.
I shan't.
The only payoff is you pay money to buy something.
I'm not
and
really.
And then you walk around Nordstrom and literally every single person on the floor of the beauty area asks you if you're looking for anything in particular, and you're like, please stop talking to me. Like, just let me browse.
That's why you go to the Beverly Connection.
I haven't been there in a really long time.
That's my spot. They have Nordstrom Rack. They have Men's Warehouse. They have Target. They have Marshalls. They have some good places there, and that's my vibe. Now that the Grove.
The failing Grove.
The failing Grove, and I'm headed to the Beverly Connection.
Wow. Okay, the Beverly Connection sometimes can be a dark place for me, but...
Oh, it's totally
maybe
dark.
Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, LA's... I don't know.
LA's tanking.
Weird vibes.
You heard it here first.
Weird vibe. But RIP Arclight, and I hope someone rich buys it, and... Yeah, it's going to be fucking like Amazon buys it and there's going to be like robot dogs.
I would accept a robot dog.
Did you see
that? I think actually replacing the like vending staff with robots would make it a little more efficient because they are incredibly slow at the Arclight.
They are.
They always have been.
They're on island time.
There seem to be so many of them, yet somehow the lines are just crazy long and slow, and I've never been able to do the math about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be for just outsourcing those jobs to AI.
They're all... My mic stand just slowly
Carrie
fell.
Just knocked over his mic. With, like, your own head. I like that... You've been podcasting for years now and you're still learning your way around a microphone.
I'm still finding my way around a mic.
Sure. It's really charming.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited to see A Quiet Place 2, honestly, in a theater. And I honestly fucking need it. I need it.
I need to get fucked by a monster in A Quiet Place 2.
Yeah. I need to see Cillian Murphy just like
being crazy.
Being crazy apocalypse daddy, and Emily Blunt just going, shh.
Mm-hmm.
Need it.
Emily Blunt with her inexplicably beautiful blonde hair that somehow is the hair color is like on fleek, even though they're in the middle of the destruction of the world. I love that her hair,
yeah,
the tone of it literally is fresh out of the salon highlights with the most beautiful tone.
Yeah.
Mid-apocalypse.
Yeah, they never really get that right. They always should, like...
Like, I'm sorry, you need to have, like, some roots or something. Yeah. You would not have... She's not a natural blonde. Like, you can tell just by her coloring that, like, she's just not a natural blonde. We all know that. It's not...
We all know.
Emily, we fucking know.
Emily, we know.
And, like, in these movies, you can't... Like, there's no way that your hair would look that good. That is store-bought.
Yeah.
High-end blonde hair.
Like, you've been to, you've been to fucking
goes to get their hair blonded, like
Bedell Sassoon. Yeah, in the apocalypse,
you need to be like missing at least one tooth in the apocalypse
and just look dirty and gaunt. I mean, even in like the Hunger Games, like J-Lo, Katniss was like
stunning,
like, well, you know, well nourished, like fully, like what Liam Hemsworth character was, like, jacked, perfect hair. Like, I was like, aren't they in, like, the Appalachia of this universe? Like, shouldn't, and they're, like, starving.
It's called, yeah, that's where Hunger Games start lost me, is because everyone was just, like, too hot and glossy.
Yeah, I mean,
it wasn't in the capital.
I get after, like, they get famous in the, I mean, now we're going into, like, specifics, but I just, like, any apocalypse movie, like, no one ever looks dirty enough.
Yeah, you would be covered in a layer of dust. Like, there's no sweat. Running water. Like,
yeah.
You literally have to, like, bathe in a bucket.
Yeah.
How are you even getting toothpaste? Like, CVS is gone.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Get baking soda.
We need a realistic apocalypse beauty looks. You can still, like, do, like, really gaunt, like, cheekbones, mm-hmm. eye bags.
Wait, I don't, if no root. One, if someone doesn't want to lose, like, I don't want to make anyone, like, have to, like, lose the weight. But I'm just saying they should just make someone look.
Just use strategic shadowing and yeah. contour.
There's a movie.
Like, get a makeup artist that makes it look like people have been harrowed.
Mm-hmm. There's a movie called It Comes at Night with
mm-hmm.
Riley Keogh's in it and Charlie Burnett. Or not Charlie Burnett, yeah. The guy from Girls. Christopher Abbott, sorry. And that was pretty realistic.
Charlie Burnett isn't Charlie Burnett. She was on Vanderpump Rules. I love her, like, thinking of her and It Comes at Night.
In, like, a really gritty, like, A24 horror movie.
She's like, Jax is old.
Yeah.
No, but they looked pretty harrowing.
Mm-hmm. Mad Max was really good.
Yeah, Mad Max was great. They were hot but dusty.
Yeah, that's how it would be. They were in the Outback.
Another Riley joint.
My queen.
What can't she do?
Truly nothing. Her and Zola, I'm gonna, like, her and Taylor Page together seems like
a truly
Thelma and Louise level historical performance.
And that was one that I specifically was like, I'm going to the Arclight to see this movie, and that will be my peak moment of 2021. And now even that is taken from us, so...
I'm so happy that they're releasing Zola. Like, they knew there had to be an audience. Like, you had to see it with people. I feel like they knew that.
That's so. Not just, like, an on-demand. I'm all for releasing movies on-demand at the same time as theaters. I think that that's just smart. And I think you actually could probably make more money that way, because there are a lot of people that would prefer to watch a movie at home. So just, like, let them, like...
But I need to be
Kong
in a theater.
Godzilla, I'm going to go to a theater. Zola, I'm going to go to a theater.
Dune.
There are certain movies that I'm like, yeah, like, I'm taking my ass to a theater, sitting down.
Halloween Kills.
Enjoying this.
Speaking of Halloween, really fast, and then we'll get into Rock of Love, but the trailer for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills looks pretty good. Kathy Hilton.
Pretty damn good.
Kathy Hilton.
Every word that comes out of her mouth makes me cry with laughter.
I like what she said at the end, and then Kyle, like, told her to shut up.
She goes, wearing sunglasses, like white.
She looks like she looks like the island of Dr. Moreau.
Life is a poker game, and everyone has to show their cards. And Kyle goes, "Shut up, Kathy."
I love. They seem like they're like in cahoots all season, which is good.
Yeah, that's the best. Like sister Kyle vibe. as a sister is really great, and I think Kathy is a loller at heart.
I think they both are lollers.
No
together.
One lolls harder, yeah, than Kathy, and like Kathy is also just a ham.
And Kyle,
she's so excited to be on camera.
And Kyle just was probably laughing at her the whole time.
Yeah.
And at one point,
that's a great entertaining vibe.
Well, even when Kim and Kyle were good, when they were together goofing off, it was like the funniest shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
But they reveal that Kim changed her number. Where's Kim? We need a Kim wellness check. Where is Kim?
We need to find Kim 2021.
Kathy goes, well, Kim changed her number. And then Kyle just goes, and then they're like, widows, orphans, about Erica Jane's plane crash embezzlement.
Oh, yeah. They go, it makes me sick. Someone said that. Erica Jane is doing her best acting work.
Oh, yeah. She's like, such a psycho.
Yeah, she's a fucking fraud. Also, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what Sutton gets herself into, but until I see it, I'm Team Sutton for life. And I don't think anyone should be coming for her. And leave Sutton and her spindly little legs alone. Leave her alone. Hands off.
Sutton might be getting... I think Sutton gets herself into some hot water this season.
The thing is, I don't think Sutton means to dig her own grave. Like, I think she just, like, is learning. I don't even know, because I don't know what happens, but I was really here for Sutton being going, what? I'm jealous of you and your ugly pants.
Crystal
to
Minkoff.
That new housewife. And I'm sorry, her pants were really ugly.
they just show like a shot of her like standing all alone
with her garbage bag leather pants.
I think she looks chic though in general. I'm ready
Yeah, she looks chic in general, but those pants were hid.
I'm also ready for more Garcelle, and I need her to be more prominently featured, and like I need her to be more of a star, because she was so funny when she appeared last season, and I need more of her. And I'm ready for Garcelle.
I liked Garcelle and Denise talking shit about people in cars.
I'm gonna miss Denise.
I really miss Denise.
Kathy.
Denise did what needed to be done for her. It's interesting to see like who just simply can't take it. And I'm worried that if you give Sutton too hard of a time this season, she'll quit.
She will. She's
because she seems incredibly fragile.
Yeah, I don't miss fucking Teddy Mellencamp. Good riddance.
No, I forgot that she was even a part of the show.
Me too.
I honestly did not remember her.
Have fun.
I'm gonna
have
need
fun
more
with
Dorit.
Your Nexium. Oh yeah, Dorit. Yeah.
Have fun cyberbullying people into eating like a lettuce cup for lunch.
Oh my god.
I need Dorit in her Buca de Beppo venture. Is Buca open? Do not take Buca from me.
I think
Is Buca open? Is my Google right now. Is Buca de Beppo open for dine-in was the first thing that popped up. Wow. Buca is open. It's open.
Are we going?
It's open. It literally is. In Universal... Oh, that's the Universal Studios.
No,
I'm
talking Encino. Ryan Bailey... I think he went to...
It is open.
Ryan Bailey of So Bad It's Good said, when I was on his podcast, he said he went to Buca.
And did when?
In the summer and did like outdoor dining.
Oh, but that's not the Lemon Room. I want to go in the Amalfi Room.
Okay.
The Capri Room.
Caprizi.
Doesn't it look like Capri?
Doesn't it look like Capri?
It's open. I want to get... I'll be going there eating some chicken parmigiana.
Yeah. Well,
getting some mozzarella sticks, maybe some fried raviolis. I'll bet they do good fried raviolis at Buca.
Oh yeah, I'm Buca di Beppo's has great shitty like family style food.
Oh man, okay. Well, things are looking up.
Yeah.
That has 3.5 stars on Yelp.
Well, we're looking forward to Robich. And good times to be had this summer. But speaking of good times on a good time. Let's get into our real reason why we're talking today. I'm Carrie.
Please. I'm Laura.
And this
and you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast. Insatiable
bitch goddesses.
Wow. Okay, so we're down to 8 women, and this episode is a doozy.
This episode really soured me on many of the women involved. Not that it takes much, but they really were rude in this episode. Also, it opened with Natasha talking, and I immediately knew that she was going to get eliminated just based on that.
I know. Natasha...
And I was sad.
I was very angry for her this episode, and I thought the treatment of her was, like, really gross. Like, I didn't even, like, want to keep watching at one point, because I didn't like how mean
disgusting
everyone was being, and Brett is fucking dumb. He's a dumb person, I'm sorry. And I knew, but he's, like, really stupid.
He's, like, completely...
And he does have gay, he legit, I know we make fun of it, but he legit has gay panic and transphobia. Like
his gay panic is so ignited in this episode that he can't even speak after a while. Like he has trouble.
I know!
Sentences.
Did you notice that? He had almost like
he
manic.
He was so ignited.
He had like manic stammering. I was like, are you on coke? Like what? Why are
no,
you?
No,
like,
he's just panic. He's on gay panic.
He was malfunctioning to a degree that was like actually difficult to watch.
Yeah.
I was like,
could not
hack
it.
My God, you are very, very. Yeah. You have a very
So if there's one just the one I guess semi-positive or interesting thing to come out of the way they did Natasha dirty was to just get like a very clear look at what gay panic truly looks like when quote unquote straight man's masculinity and heterosexuality is challenged.
Yeah. So we'll get to that. But so we come up, the girls are still in Chi-Town. I always feel compulsed to be like, Laura used to live there.
I used to live there, guys. you heard it here first.
They're, you know, the first morning without Marcia, Natasha's happy she's gone. Like, there's a calmness over the really nice hotel room. Looks really pretty.
Yeah, this is the definite peak of where they've stayed so far.
They get gathered up onto the bus and they head to St. Louis, and most of them don't know where that is.
Marshall goes, "We're going to St. Louis. Where's that?" Oof. And everyone's like, "I'm bad at geography." Bah! On the bus, and then we come to find out that Ashley and Farrah have turned on Natasha and they hate her because of her deep voice. And then they start to posit, is Natasha a man? They start calling her a man. And
transphobic pieces of shit.
I thought that they were just like because it seems like that's their go-to insult for like everyone that they feel genuinely like threatened by, like Beverly or anyone that doesn't look like them, which are like blow up dolls with real, like holes.
Real dolls.
Yeah. Real dolls actually look better than them. I mean, when Farrah isn't wearing makeup, she looks like the Mucinex monster.
Farrah, I think, is Britney with a wig.
Britney who?
Britney the who got eliminated. They look alike. The girl who did porn.
Which one was Britney?
Like the crazy one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They do look very similar.
And I'm sorry, the French needs to stop. Farrah,
she's gotta stop.
You need to stop.
It's
or
too much.
You need to be arrested. But yeah, they're really
she's
going
still,
in.
She's still what the Frenching to this day.
But yeah, like Lara,
on Instagram.
Like Lara said, like that's usually their go-to. They're just like, oh, she's a man. But they're really going in on Natasha to a point where they're like actually like trying to like prove that she's a man.
They're just insinuating that she's like trans, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is like good for fucking her if she is. Like who like but it's also not your place
not
to
your
like
fucking business.
Bring that to the table.
And also Natasha's gorgeous and like she's I believe that she's I don't think she actually is a trans woman, but if she was, like, she's hotter than all of you. So like sorry you can't be
the
her.
Crazy thing. Yeah, the crazy thing too is to see the like just that how far like not only they take this theory of theirs but how production then runs with it and does like funny edits about it and
it's
just
gross.
Like seeing the visibility like knowing now what we know like and how trans people are like far more visible in culture and like honored and like especially like black trans people like I guess culturally we've come semi-far.
But also just how dangerous, and we know how much, like, you know, they face a lot of danger, too, especially black trans women. And, like, to, I don't know, to the way they portrayed her, it's like, you don't know the ramifications of this, even, you know what I mean? Like, and it's, I don't know, it's very, production did her dirty. And they, like, really fucked with her. And I thought it was very, very irresponsible.
Yeah, it's shocking to see, I guess, what was deemed, like, okay and funny back then versus,
well, that,
like...
That was, like, such a... That was always, like, a gag. Like, oh, yeah. Like, she's, you know, the person's not actually... You know what I mean? Like, that was like, a sitcom gag, like, so much. And, like, that the joke... The butt of the joke is, like... And... Ashley and Farrah, they take it so far. And it's like, you guys are adults. Like, this is, like, so cruel and, like, weird. I don't know. It was very weird.
Yeah. It was just like, damn, like, that shit wouldn't fly today.
So Brett is, like, being annoying and, like, strumming his guitar and his, like, little tour. He has a whole bus to himself, I think. And he's just pensive and he's kind of lamenting that he feels no real connection with any of these women. And at this point in the previous seasons, he'd already
fucked a few of them.
Yeah. Basically, Brett just wants to fuck one. He hasn't fucked one of them, I don't think.
Yeah. I'm like, well, maybe if you weren't on a bus trying to do a tour at the same time that you were doing this show and you were just in a house, you would get to like slam people a little bit more. But
yeah,
he's like pouty.
He's like, this isn't a slam bus. I'm kind of bummed.
I haven't had any slam pig moments in my bus, and I just haven't really felt a deep connection with anyone. It makes Brett sad.
So they end up at Larry Flint's Hustler Club in South St. Louis, and I was like, oh my God.
There is maybe no darker place than this, like, Hustler Club in a parking lot.
At least go to the one in Hollywood. Like, not not the one.
It was so... It was
like
sad.
Off the side of
and
a
girls...
The girls are so excited.
Well, the pink bus girls are psyched, and then the blue bus girls are not psyched.
Beverly's like, oh.
Beverly is, like, in a continual state of what the fuckery.
Beverly's not thrilled about this.
No, I think she I could see her eventually leaving because she's like, her realizations of like the way this world works are so comical to me because she's like outraged at everything that happens. And I'm like, bitch, like this is who this person is and like what they're all about.
And this is who you are.
And this is who you are because you've decided to set foot in this world. Like, you either play the game or you get the fuck out.
They pull up and Farrah goes, shut the French up. And I just wrote, shut up.
Make it stop.
So they go inside and Brett's waiting for them. And he explains that it's going to be a makeover challenge. And that they bring out three women who are, like, clearly, like...
Models or something.
Or, like, girls that probably work there. And they're like, they made them look really frumpy. And it's, like, it's very... bad disguises. They make them all look like kind of dowdy women, but they're all like, you know, it's like, okay.
One is like in a school, like in like looks like a school marm. One's in like a full sweatpants, like bad pony that I was like, this is how I look on a daily basis. I love you. It's like, these girls right now are hideous and not hot. And I was like, ugh. I was like looking in a mirror. And then he's like, your job is to take these women and make them look like the sexy goddesses they are.
These women are disgusting, ugly women, and you need to make them look hot.
I'm not seeing any boobs.
He's like, I want them to
show me some tits. Yeah. He just wants their tits out.
Turn them into sticks with tits.
But I do love a makeover challenge, and so I was really into this. I was like, yes, make them fucking hot. And like,
they entered Jamie, Jenny, and Cammy. Jenny looks like Chrissy Hyde from The Pretenders.
Mm-hmm. She's giving me Jess vibe season one a little bit.
They split them into three teams, and Natasha and Ashley are on one team, so you know that's going to brew trouble.
Yeah, and Natasha says she went to cosmetology school, so she like knows a thing or two about doing a makeover. And I was like, yes, bitch, like I would trust her.
Yeah.
With that kind of training, I'm like, attack my brows and hair and do what needs to be done.
With that kind of training? Well, anything's possible.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. Farrah is nominated. She gets like to be the captain of her team. And she goes, if there's one thing I know how to do, it's how to dress someone and do their hair and makeup. And I was like, I guess if you can transform yourself from a literal mucus blob to like the way you look on a day-to-day basis, like maybe that's true, but also you look like you have rat hair.
It's funny, before I knew the twist, I wrote Brett is gonna leave these girls for the makeover girls, because Brett was like, oh, he was like, you guys are looking pretty good.
Ogling. Yeah. And Farrah does nothing as her team captain except suck down a vodka crayon and then like make comp. She like circles around their makeover person. She goes, I'd effer. But just like, please don't. If Farrah says that about you, you need to run. Farrah is like a drag queen though. Like,
yeah, she is.
I'm sorry, if we're gonna point fingers and be like, so and so's a man, like she literally presents like a drag queen. And like her jokes are that of like her jokes and cadence and stuff are that of like a seasoned drag contestant. And viewing her through that lens makes me actually like her, because I then view her as a drag queen, but like as a woman, I don't.
They continue. I mean,
I don't like
so...
her either way.
Yeah, no,
I don't
no,
like
no.
her
don't...
either way. Yeah. To be clear, yeah, I think yeah. she's trash. But like, to make myself accept her, I was like, oh, okay, she now is drag to me.
Her and Ashley continue to be so mean about Natasha. They just continue to like make comments about her.
Yeah.
And then Brett winds up asking, after the girls come out and like do their little, one of them like does like an amazing like pole twirl, and you're like, okay, like this is her job. And mm-hmm. Brett's like, you girls did such a good job. And he's like, you know, I'm into these women and I'm going to ask them to come tour with us. And they're all like, and then Farrah just goes.
She gives him a standing ovation.
The other girls are pissed.
Yeah. Well, also, I was like, the makeovers were bad. Like, Jamie looked hot to me.
Yeah.
Brett goes, me likey, when she came out. And I literally almost shat myself.
My skin crawls.
Like I lost control of my bowels in that moment.
Yeah.
And then the blonde one looked completely unfortunate. They put her in a horrible top, like a going out top that, like, remember when girls would wear like boot cut jeans and a going out top that they would stretch down over their jeans, so it was like, and like a halter. It was like such a really, it was a bad relic of the early aughts.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone goes, Cammy looks like Rosie O'Donnell if Rosie O'Donnell decided to put on makeup. And they weren't wrong.
The girls are so riled up, and Ashley goes to Brett's bus to like complain to him about this decision. And I just wrote, Brett did this to terrorize the girls.
Yeah, he wanted to like hurt someone. He was like, no one's crying and no one, it doesn't feel like anyone's traumatized, and I'm really only can get a boner when I have traumatized a woman, so here's what I'm gonna do. And it works on Ashley like a charm, and she goes and fast cry talks to Brett in his trailer.
Does she have like, she have like wet brain? Like she's really stupid.
Yeah. I don't know if it's just an act or what, but when she's talking to him, my brain was turning into wet brain. She's like, I'm not here to argue a good time. I mean, I'm having fun, but I'm here to like, blah, 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 blah. Like she talked like way too fast and was like crying.
And then she tells Brett like insincere, like that she thinks Natasha might be
a man.
Yeah, like someone cross-dressing.
It takes a dark turn at this point because she then like lays out. She's like, Natasha only wears skirts. Like only wears tutus.
It's really bizarre how like I thought she was just being a meanie and just like being a bully, but like she's actually trying to like
out Natasha as being like trans potentially.
And Brett,
and like as a means to get her eliminated.
And Brett, instead of being he's like, I don't think we should be talking about that, or like that's, he doesn't stick up for Natasha. He takes it, the bait, and buys it. And he's like, oh, now I'm thinking about this.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna do anything to get in Brett's head, you just challenge his heterosexuality and it will like haunt him for the rest of his days.
And Ashley probably knew that.
Yeah. Damn. Like, that's, like, a great tactic to get someone eliminated. It's, like, you know that Brett hates gay stuff. So then you're just, all you have to do is, like, plant a tiny seed that, like, someone might be a man and his fellows is a gay dar goes fucking flying off the hinges.
It's wild.
It doesn't matter. It's crazy to see.
I was very uncomfortable. Like, I was very upset and, like, this legitimately made me upset watching this. Because I was just like, this is so fucked. Like, it was just, I was like, these people are really bad. So, Brett takes the winners of the challenge, like Natasha, Mindy, and Kelsey? Anyway, the winners go on a, and,
Sorry, I then just took to Reddit to find out like what became of Natasha. Someone said, didn't Natasha give Kelsey a permanent brain injury after assaulting her on the reunion show?
Oh my god, we haven't gotten there yet.
I know, I love that.
Doesn't Brett take the girls out, the new girls out for like a spin?
Well, first he takes the three team captains on a date, and that's Natasha, Farah, and Mindy, and he gathers them all and actually takes them on like a nice date on like a riverboat.
Yeah, it looked fun.
I was like, this shows a little bit of effort and is like a cute thing to do. And
I wrote, Mindy's gonna hijack this riverboat.
Yeah. Farah is wearing jeans that look like she just got bukkakied in a gangbang. Literally, it looks like several, it looks like 100 men all came on her at the same time. She has just cum jeans. Oh, it's like her jeans, literally, like, why would you dress like that? It's disgusting. And this is where her rat hair truly took its final form. Like, it, I don't understand. I've never liked or taken to the like, blonde on top and then like super, super dark hair, like black hair underneath. I think that looks dead animal. Like, And I was just like, damn, Farrah's fucking wild for this. Like, yeah, Davey, I would delete a girl that like dressed Davey like Crockett. That over. Yeah, it's like Davy Crockett covered in jizz. A Mucinex monster with makeup, tits, and jizz all over his jeans. Like, I would eliminate that person. I'm like, you're not well.
So they go.
I would
on
hope that trans people are competing for my love. Like, I would hope to attract like a swath of humanity.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't think.
I don't think Natasha
identifies as a trans woman, but even if she was, like, that's great. And like,
I'd be
she's
like,
better.
That's fucking rock and roll. There's like actually nothing more rock and roll than that.
Than living your truth.
Yeah. And like, even, and like gender bending and stuff is like very rock.
It's very strange.
You would think that Brett Highlight My Cleavage Michaels would be the first to know that, but
his reaction is just, it's unhinged and like,
it's crazy.
Really gross. But before he has like another cringe moment with Natasha, Mindy and Brett take to the bow of the ship, or the steer, whatever the front is.
I don't know.
And the front, Brett. The steer. And he's like, we'll go out in the plank like Titanic. It'll be romantic. It'll be hot. And then Mindy and him start kissing, and Mindy goes, more of this. More of this, please.
Brett's also wearing, like, transition lenses.
Yeah. He's a vampire in this moment.
He literally asked his fellas if transition lenses were gay, and they said, no, they're straight as the day is long.
Yeah. It's so... He looks a mess.
He looks like Bella Hadid.
He looks, yeah.
He literally is dressed like how Bella Hadid dresses on a day-to-day basis. Like, if her street style is like Brett Michaels' Rock of Love
his riverboat three. Style.
His Brett's riverboat style. I'm serious. Like, they have, like, you guys gotta Google it. She has worn this outfit exactly.
We cut back to the hotel, and the girls are all like, the line is being drawn between the new girls and
the newbies,
the OGs. And Britannia is sitting by the buffet table eating Cheetos and just glaring at Cammy. And Cammy and Britannia goes, I'm fucking pissed. And Cammy's like, what? Yeah. Sorry about it. Like, we're here. And she's like, you're just here to be on TV or something, aren't you? And Cammy's like, actually, no, I'm not. And then Britannia's like, oh, you want to fucking fight me? And she goes over and, like, gets in her face. Ashley has to, like, come in between them. And she's, like, about to literally beat this girl's ass.
Britannia really went off the rails over nothing.
And she's like, oh, you're grinning at me? Because Cammy was doing that thing where, like, she's smiling, being like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Side note. Britannia now has millions of followers on Instagram and is like killing it on OnlyFans.
Good for her.
She's like, she's literally like rich.
Wow.
And you know who follows her? Cardi B.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So wow. Britannia has come out of this process unscathed.
A star.
And I just did a quick Google of Natasha as well. And it seems as though she's making six figures doing adult movies. So
oh, yeah.
Mazel to Natasha too.
Good for her.
Yeah. These ladies are killing it. Getting away from Brett is the
wow.
best thing that ever happened to them.
Britannia has 6 million followers.
Yeah, Britannia is slaying.
Wow. And she still has her cheek piercings.
Her cheek piercings.
Wow.
I feel like once you have those, you probably have them for life.
Yeah. Wow. Icon.
Mm-hmm.
So
I feel bad for Cammy, kind of, because she's like out of her element.
Yeah, they're like, she's like the fourth sister wife coming in.
Yeah, she's the Robin of the crew, but I don't think she'll get as far as Robin. Cammy, okay, I made up a math equation. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Cammy plus Taya equals Sheena.
Wow, that's really true. Very, very true.
Yeah.
Taya without makeup is like another person.
So many of these women are another person without makeup.
Back on the river, on the river Styx, Brett asks Natasha to come talk, and they're hanging, and Brett's like, I've connected with you, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, his voiceover, he's like, but in the back of my head, I just keep thinking of that one thought. And he's thinking about what Ashley said, and he starts like getting almost manic with Natasha. Like he starts getting like, his voice actually goes up an octave, and he starts stammering and talking almost like he's on coke. That's how like very nervous. He almost looks like he's sweating. And he gets like really tensed up and like doesn't really know what he's saying nonsense to her, basically.
Yeah. He's like, I just have to ask her like the one question that's on my mind. And then he's like, Natasha, here's what I need to know. And I really thought in that moment, like, he was going to ask and we could like just fucking put this to bed with his like disrespectful ass question. But he can't even ask her. And then a bug lands on her and she like flips out and he's like, oh, it's a bug, and like wipes it away from her boob. And then he's like, okay, so I chickened out. I couldn't ask her the question, but she did get scared of a bug. And that was very girly. And I was like, Brett, you're literally
a dumbass pig.
Yeah.
Slut
pig.
I literally just wrote, oh my God, Brett is going to ask it. I am literally in shock. I was like, holy shit. I mean, the bar is already low with him, but I was like, wow, he really is like a very stupid person. A stupid man. It was like,
I would have respected him more if he had just asked the question rather than just like eliminating someone for something that like he couldn't like, because even later after he eliminates Natasha, he's like, I didn't eliminate Natasha because of what Ashley said. I was like, yeah, fucking right. Like,
yeah, you did.
We all saw. Yes, you did. You clearly did. Like, there's no question in my mind that that's exactly why he eliminated her.
It's sick. And. He had no right to ask her, and it's like it's just astounding what a small-minded person, how warped their brain will become if just with the like inference that someone kind of puts in their head, like someone takes an idea and just like starts. It's crazy, especially with a man with like something like this, like what it will do to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stays.
It was like watching a sign, like a sociological experience.
It was. And he stays in this kind of manic, high octave state when he gets back. And he invites Ashley over and he's like, I wanted to play you a song, Ashley. I was talking to you guys about it earlier, but he plays her a song and it's like really weird. And he's like desperate for her. It's almost like he's like, hey, Ashley, you don't think I'm gay, right? Like he's like, you know what I mean?
Well, first, he goes back to, like, the new ladies in their hotel room. And he's like, just wanted to check on you all and see how you all are doing. And then, like, Beverly and the other women come in. And Beverly's like, I just need to ask you, like, were you somehow, like, not feeling it with us? And you felt, that's why you felt the need to, like, invite three other women? Like, we're pissed about this. Like, we feel betrayed. Then Brett flips out on everyone. He like starts like cussing and actually like the true angry Brett comes out like, and he cusses everyone out and then stalks off to his bus. And in a moment of like true straight panic, he was like, I need a girl to suck my dick or else I'm gay. And
yeah.
Like, that's why Ashley gets like recruited.
He calls on Ashley basically to tell her like, that he's really feeling connection with her, but he's like, he has to prove to himself. He's like, so he like invites her on the bus to fuck her.
Yeah.
And it's, you're so right. That's so what it was.
Yeah. It was not shocking given like we've sat with this pig for like three seasons or whatever and seen the way he works. Like he's very predictable, But it was fascinating nonetheless to see, like, and I think Ashley knew exactly what she was doing.
Yeah.
Like, she's like a narc on the other women, and then also knows what seeds to plant in order to, like,
yeah. But it was
in order to cater to his, like, to either ignite his insecurities to the point where he feels a need to, like, prove himself to her specifically, because I think also since she's the one who, like, planted the seed,
yeah,
he's
like, I
is that as like, oh, in her mind, this is what I'm into. So the only way to, like, set her straight is to dick her down.
He's gonna fuck her straight. And yeah, that's totally it. He's like, she thinks I'm gay, so I need to prove to her by inviting her onto my tour bus, playing her a shitty ass song, and then having her suck my dick in the back of the bus.
Yeah.
It was actually, this episode was like, there should be like a think piece about it. Like, it was like a true study in like the fragility of masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
And heteronormative masculinity.
Cishet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other girls are like watching from the above. They're like, she's on that bus with Ashley. She's not back yet.
Beverly is like sitting in her bed, which she's never looked hotter. Something about this show is making Beverly get hotter and hotter with every passing episode. She's in like a negligee, and she's like cheekbones to the gods and like a great, like, blunt kind of lob. And she's just like, he's going to go in there and fuck her all night on the bus. Like, I don't think so. And I was like, God, Beverly, like, go down on me already. Jesus.
You're into her.
I'm into Bev. But like, and also I think Brett needed to prove to everyone else that Ashley could have talked to, like, he needed to seed a bunch of jealousy in so that all the women would get, like, fired up and know that, like, he's going to choose people to fuck. I don't think he actually likes any of these women.
No way. He still likes Christy Joe.
Yeah. I think normally he does have one or two that he likes, but
not these girls.
All working and doing his job at the same time as filming this show. There's not a lot of bandwidth to, like, get to know someone. But one thing he won't do is be painted like a gay man.
Fellas.
To a bus full of women. Fellas.
To a bus. The next day, Brett takes Jenny, Jamie, and Cammie out for a little date. And basically to just bring them on and gossip with them. Stir the shit.
When Cammie is announcing their date, she's holding a tray of jeans.
Cum jeans.
I felt like I was in another, like, universe. I was like, why is she holding this silver platter?
What if there was a restaurant denim where they serve you denim for dinner?
It was, she looked like she was like bringing your entree to the table and, like, gonna set it down on, like, the little thing that folds out that they set it down before they set it on your thing. And I was like, what's with this tray of jeans? And Brett got them jeans to wear on the date. It was so weird. It was like, so put on your Union Jack jeans and let's go to the date. And I was like, what?
He loves,
I don't want jeans.
He loves
I don't
a lady
want
in denim.
Jeans from a man.
It's so bizarre. Fellas, is it gay to give jeans to a woman?
They're like, no, straightest gift you can give to a lady. All straightest right. gift you can give to a broad.
To a doll. to a dame.
Ashley also spent the whole night on Brett's bus, slam pig style.
My God. He's like he's gonna like pick Ashley, I swear to God.
I think so. Who else could? There's no one else at this point that would even make it sense.
While Brett's hanging out with the girls and they're like, he's having fun with them, he goes, I can't believe these are the same frumpy girls from yesterday. And I was like, Brett, you're so, like, I really think he thinks that they were just, like, these random, like, frump women that they, like, they just told, he believed the production. I can't
I
believe
know.
That they're
I think
the
he's
same
like
frumpy
recording
girls.
Like a soundbite.
I don't know. I think he believes
he's
that
like,
they're rude.
Yesterday, you were ugly. And today, you're kind of hot. It's kind of turning me on.
It's kind of turning me on. I got to say, it's kind of turning me on.
They get a massive platter. They have three massive platters. One is like chicken tenders. I was like, yum. Yeah. One was like a huge platter of fried ravioli, which I was like, hell yes. And like this date, he actually did two good dates, two passable fun dates that weren't related to him in any way, which is shocking considering his track record of dates.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was like, good for you.
Yeah, he was, his dating quality was like, in terms of the quality of the dates, was definitely better this episode.
Yeah.
But
and then
I
he's
mean,
like, I had the best time I've had this whole time. Let's all go on the bus and make out. And they're like,
yo, that was.
I kind of.
He was like, let's all go on the bus and make out.
Yeah, he needed to like further prove his straightness. I kind of like Jennifer.
Yeah, they're a breath of fresh air.
Jennifer seems a little bit not all there, but then she also gives me Gaga vibes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
she
right.
She seems like she reads like Stephanie Germanotta, like doing some sort of performance art where she acts like this. So I was like, I see it. I love it. I'm here for it. Little monsters, paws up.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next day, Brett pretends to work out.
Oh, yeah. And he has this very weird interaction with Britannia.
She walks in wearing a wild dress.
Yeah. Brett's workout is just him going.
Him pulling like one of those like trap machines.
Mm-hmm. Like an erg.
Yeah, I was surprised that he wasn't working out in jeans because that's his go-to fitness outfit.
I know.
But he was in like track pants, so I was like, that's a step in the right direction. And Britannia walks in and sits down, and then they have like a non-conversation where he's like, Britannia needs to show me that we can connect. And then she just goes, and then it's just literally like a minute of her saying
to be fair though, goes, that's
strike one.
That's every conversation I have when I'm at the gym. If I see someone I know.
No, I cannot talk to people any sort of workout scenario.
I go, hey. Hey. Ooh.
The most I'm able to do in like a fitness.
And then I assume the crab walk position and go and skitter out of the way. That's me at the gym seeing anyone I know. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Me in a workout class is just me passing by people, like trying to like slide past them, but like not touch them and not like invade their space. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going, sorry.
No.
And then I have a hard time speaking with anyone.
Yeah. I'm going to go over here and. Sorry.
Sorry. Oh, you go. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sorry.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Oh, your turn. Yeah.
I can't imagine going to a gym and like I love workout classes because you have like the goal in mind. You're being told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It starts and it ends. You arrive, you leave. And like a gym is like you go there and you're doing your own thing. And at any time, someone could come up to you and try and like speak to you and interact. And that's like, I love that built-in protection of a workout class because you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You can come up at the end.
Yeah, but a gym is like kind of a free-for-all.
It's a fucking free-for-all. And then even for like some gay men, you fuck afterwards, which is like the time that I least want to fuck someone is when I'm fully just like pig sweat post-workout. That's not the time that I'm like.
Not your vibe.
Hell yeah. Now I'd love to get railed in a shower. I'd love to get athlete's foot and like a dick in my ass. Like, I don't, like, I just have nothing but mad respect.
It's a wild, wild west out there.
It is the wild west. Women and men. Women are from men are from Mars and women are from Venus. Am I right?
Ladies, am I right?
Ladies, am I right?
Hey, ladies, what's going
that's
on?
That's my
there?
Version. That's you of doing stand fellas, up. Is it gay? Is ladies, am I right?
No, that's you. That's you doing stand up. Ladies,
am I right or am I right?
Am I right?
Men, so crazy. Women, different than men. Am I right?
Hey.
That's my set. And that's my time. Thank you. Thank you and good night.
Standing ovation. Hey. This is my stand up.
What?
You have a top and you have a bottom. And you put them together and they fuck. But when you have a top but it's like
I'm laughing.
But it's like when you have a top, you can be like, hey, I'm also a bottom on the inside. And the bottoms can be like, yeah, you are. And that's my set.
I'm like, woo!
Yeah!
14 vodka crayons in.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah! I take out one tit out. Yeah! I love him. I'm gonna fuck him.
I'm gonna fuck him.
He's high. I'm gonna fuck him.
Yeah. That is funny. That's funny. You have to admit.
You got me.
That's like every God, that's like
the
so
gays just the gays make me laugh. I can't help it. They just do.
I'll be your fucking jester.
You are. I'm like, gays are so funny. They really are. Everything they say, I love it.
You're like crazy.
You're like so funny.
You're like crazy. Oh my God. That's like funny.
That's hysterical.
Fuck. Man. Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yeah. Fuck yes. They just like, they almost like go into like, they can't even speak.
You nailed it.
Just silence.
Killed it tonight. Guys, things are going off the rails. Britannia just going, That's where this all started.
I know.
And Brett goes, all I'm asking for is a chance to know you. All I'm asking for is a chance.
Psycho. I had the same... All I'm asking is just to know you a little bit. And then he goes, strike two.
Fucking gross. If a man talks to me like that, I'm like, what is actually wrong with you? You need a CAT scan.
You need a CAT scan and I need a bodyguard.
Yeah. And I need to sew up my vagina because it's leading me to all the wrong places.
I need a restraining order immediately.
On myself.
All I need is to know you.
All I'm asking for is just the chance. I was like, stop. Stop it. Stop talking like a baby bumpkin.
Baby.
A little cabbage patch kid. Stop. Don't talk to me like that.
Stop it.
Brett, stop. But has anyone ever just been like, stop?
No. No one since he's like been 19, no one has ever
told
him to
stop. I would love to just go on Rock of Love just so that I could have one-on-one time for him. And when he goes, all I'm asking for is a chance to just do, and I go, Brett, stop it, please
stop talking like
you're
that.
Embarrassing yourself. Don't talk like that. It's gross.
It's really weird.
Are
bizarre.
You okay?
Yeah, what's happening to you? Are you going through
what
something
went wrong? Yeah,
what went wrong?
Who hurt you?
Let's talk about. Hey, no, I want to talk about that. He's like, oh,
I would
no,
ask
no,
Brett
no,
what
no,
his
no,
biggest I... trauma. Yeah, I would unpack his childhood trauma with him. and get to the bottom
my beautiful trauma pink. Then the elimination ceremony comes, and
Big John's looking hot as shit. I had a moment where I just paused and I looked at the TV and I was like, damn. He's hot, but he actually hit the gym in a real way.
Yeah, he's definitely like gotten toned, but I'm also really afraid of him because he's a sniper.
I know. I want him to lay his whole body weight on me and slowly suffocate me to death.
Yeah. I have that reaction with I'm not really him though. I have it with other like random
who? With other big boys like Big John who?
Like well, the other John, John Barlow.
Who?
John Barlow. I want him to like run me over with Please. Like back up slowly in his Lexus.
In a Hummer.
Yeah.
In like his Defender, whatever car.
So
Range Rover.
I'm not John. Big John doesn't do it for me, but I get it because I also have candidates where you're like,
Big John looks like he has like a dragon dick. Like,
yeah, he has like a fucking.
Have you seen those like dragon dildos? Like, that's yeah. what I imagine. He's yeah. like packing.
Yeah, he has. Unfathomable
and
cock.
He's like a little bit more he's slimmed down, he's a little bit more cut up, his cheekbones are kind of prevalent, he's got a tan going on. I mean, standing next to Brett, honestly, any man is gonna look fuckable because Brett Hadid is really like serving transition lens realness.
He looks like Penny. He's trying to be Penny Marshall and he can't. Let's just say that
Brett looks like Penny Marshall mashed up with both Hadid sisters.
Brett Hadid Marshall.
I'm asking for is a chance to get to know you.
Brett gives a pass to the three new women. And yeah. The eliminations
and then
begin.
Gets a pass.
Ashley gets a pass, like, of course. And then it comes down to Britannia and Natasha, and you think it's like, oh, he just gave Britannia a warning. Is he gonna really fully give into his gay panic? And he does.
Yeah.
And he eliminates.
Even though him and Britannia have nothing in common, and he and Natasha actually seem to like have a vibe.
Yeah. He lets
Natasha gets eliminated.
And she looks bummed, but I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah, it's for the best. Yeah. She's better off.
And Brett was like, it's not because of what Ashley... I'm like, yeah, like...
It literally is.
You're such a liar. Like,
it absolutely is.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Grow up.
Yeah. He sucks. All I'm asking for is a chance to get to know. That haunts me.
This looks like the baby
from
Dinosaurs.
Why are you speaking to me like that? The Mucinex man?
Yeah.
That's literally Farrah. I was like, when she's laying in bed and Ashley comes strolling in from getting dicked down on the back of the bus.
Yeah.
She's sitting there going,
damn. Very depressing episode.
There's really no one worth rooting for
anymore.
Except maybe Britannia.
Maybe one of the new girls, but who knows? Honestly.
Taya, like, I guess her leg is okay. I don't know. Like, I'm still reeling from her falling off the stage.
Kelsey slipped in. I was like, where the hell is she? I forgot about her.
I know. He called her name. And she goes, finally.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, this episode was psychotic.
But we're hanging in
not
there.
Not a banger. Just we're like not... a dark state of dark yeah. state of humanity.
Yeah, let's.
Justice for Natasha.
Justice for Natasha and like.
It's just, I mean, the whole premise of trying to say that or smear her for that is bad. But even just the fact that, like, she wasn't even able to, like, defend herself. Like, or, it was just like, oh, we're going to say this, and then that's enough to, like, just get you out of here. It's fucked.
Yeah. It's like she... Something that is no one's business was being used as
was
ammo.
Being presented and then used
and
as...
presented as true.
Used as ammo and then presented as true, but presented as being, like, something so horrible and awful, like, you can't even, like, talk to someone about it. It's like,
fuck
off,
you.
Everyone.
Fuck all of them.
You're literally the antithesis of rock and roll. Not rockers. That's not rock to me.
Yeah. Being in rock and roll is, like, being open-minded and, like, accepting all differences. That's what I think rock and roll is.
And yeah, same.
Fucking small-minded pea brains, homophobic, transphobic, racist,
pig-brained.
Pig-brained. That's all we're going to say about that. But well, stay tuned. We have a great bonus episode where we discuss Sister Wives. So
yeah,
subscribe to the Patreon so you can get a little load of that.
Yeah, get a hot load of our Sister Wives discussion by going to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And yeah.
Follow Lara at Lars Marie.
Follow Carrie at eCario. Subscribe to the pod. You know what? If you haven't rated the pod, give us 5 stars. We deserve it.
That'd be really nice.
That'd be
we had a shout out last week in Nylon Magazine as one of the best comedy podcasts of 2021.
Yeah.
My name wasn't
if Nylon
included,
says it's
but
fucking
I
true.
But I still feel like I was part of it and I was excited.
Carrie, this podcast wouldn't be what it
is. I was
you
amazing.
Part of it.
I was.
You were a salt. You were a little bit salty. We have a bone
I
to pick with.
I wasn't salt. I get it. It's your child. You started it, so I get it. But I was just honestly, I was just happy that the team was being recognized, and I was happy for you, and we were in really good company. So it was fun.
It was hot. It was cool. And it bodes well for a great future. You're my number one hilarious guest.
Thank you. I'm honored.
And I love you.
Love you.
And I am so glad that we get to go on this rollicking journey together.
On this rock and roll journey.
On this rock and roll in this crazy house of rock. All's I'm asking is for a chance to laugh with Carrie O'Donnell.
All's I'm asking for. Guys. Stay safe.
Pray for the arc light.
Pray for the arc light, and we'll see you soon.
Love and light.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.